Beis Nissen, 29th of March, Rabbi David Zvi Vida, is fish kosher?
For the possibility to speak in public, I've actually a tzavoy from our late Rosh Hashiva, Zecha Tzadik Livrocha, Yisroel Kleiner, but I have the schus to continue his moizdes, to speak wherever I can about kashrus. He put me in into this field. And I want to... To speak, Lemaisei told us, as always, you speak to yourself. But you speak in public, you speak loud, that maybe else should also have an hanoi, and it will help the others also. To go now, to understand what is fish is, if fish is kosher, I want to go in first, to understand about what we are talking. The Torah in Parshas Vayikra, in Shmini, there are a few psukim about it. Perek Yud Aleph, Posuk Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph. And there is written, Kol asher lo isnapir vekaskeses b'mayim. You need, first, there is one thing that you need. You need two things, actually. Snapir, how's the translation? Fins. You need fins, and you need scales. Now, I won't take it short. People said to me, people like scary stories. Well, I hope I won't make it too scary. But we have to understand about what we are talking. So the Maaseh D'Gemara brings it that. Every single fish that has scales have fins. We don't have to look after fins. But if there are scales are fins, there are fins. So what we really need is scales. Now, not every scale is kosher. The time is very short to go in all details. The Maise, the Chasam Sofer brings, I think, that has to be a Kaskes boy. That has something that you take and it's a bit from outside, you take it off with a knife, with the hand over the knife, it doesn't tear the skin. But that is one point. Now this is a question of the raise. We have to understand. Then there is another aloche. There is a gemore in Avodah Zorah. The gemore brings in Avodah Zorah, Daf Lametet, I think, the Daf Lametet Amud Aleph, Amar Rov, Chavis Osur Bechoysom Echot. Chavis is four letters. The Gemara Lemaskone, on the second page in Lametet, in Avodah Zorah, says, Amar Rav Kahana, Chatichas Dag, a piece of fish, Boso, meat, yain, wine, and tcheles. Tcheles, what you don't have today, we don't really know what is tcheles. That's the color that we should put, we're supposed to put and sit on our tzitzis. That's not clear 100% what this is. We don't know exactly today. Now, all these four things, and then Gemara asks, Chatichas dag, a piece of fish, this is the haino boso, this is the same like me. Tregavne boso, two kinds of meat. Now, this aloha is chavis also bechoisem chechot, that means that you're not allowed to eat fish. When you see it without scales, if it's not double wrapped, choysom betoch choysom, a real good seal that nobody would make a forgery, And this is a loche that's nifsek b'shulchan aruch. People, I don't know why, but somehow it's a forgotten aloche. Now, Reb Nissim Karelitz mentions there's a whole, I've once seen a whole topic about what he's talking about fish. It's worse than meat. Everybody knows that there is, by meat, a thing that's called bosor shenis'alem min ha'ayin. If you leave a parcel of meat outside when they're going there, you're not allowed to eat it. Yeah, you have to be careful in an airplane. You leave your meat there, you don't make a semen, you go away, if it's not packed, it's not double packed, you go back, it's a question. I heard once a story that somebody stood up and they was looking at the thing, why you don't eat? So no, you know, I have left it over. Stand by the way, it's an interesting story. I heard once that if a speaker gets something in his head, it's a simon b'shamayim, you have to say it. There is a story. I don't know if the story is true, but it's a remarkable story. It's something. They say that the Maharal Miprag was very close to the Kaiser Rudolf, the German emperor, and the ministers were jealous about it. And once the Maharal said that he never in his life ate something non-kosher. Then he said, they said, how can a person talk about himself such a thing? Who knows? He knows. Okay, we'll make a trial. To make the story short, they invited the Maharal to eat by the Kaiser, and they said that when they eat chicken. So how can you eat chicken? No, you bring your chicken from home, you bring a silversmith, you bring your old silverware. And he came there, and in the middle was a dispute. The Maharal went out of the room. When he came back, he didn't continue eating. So people said, why you don't ask? Why you don't eat? So he said, Emperor, the Majesty, I want to say something. There is a rule that Bosor Shenis'alem Be'ayin is also. But what happens in the front of the emperor, somebody should change my chicken? It's impossible. But there is a law that Dvorim Shek, the Gzeiras Darabonon, if there is a Gzeiras Darabonon, you have to follow up even the reason for it falling down. And the emperor stood up and you should know, there was a trial for you. The trial was, one of the ministers was jealous and he changed your chicken. And he wanted to show you that you can't say such a thing. That you never ate something non-kosher. Now I understand with such rules, yeah, what they didn't have from Rabbonon, that Rabbonon have Beruach Kodesh have seen for all the generations what exactly you cannot fall through. But in fish, it's even worse. Now, I'll come back to that. Now, what is the practical thing? Yeah, there are a few steps that I want to go. But we are talking now that we need scales, and it's a doraisa. If there are no scales, the fish is treif. Yeah, not less than a pig, a dovracher. And then there is another thing is, if you remove the skin, if it's not, then it has to be double wrapped. Now, double wrapped. Let's understand. People say you buy a certain type of fish. Yeah, let's say cod. I don't know which the names in the family with all the names in English, but you have a certain type of fish. How you produce it? Now, people say, one Rob in America once said to me, "Ein uman mare umnuso." That a person is not, like a chef, is not making a bad reputation about what he's doing. If he's selling, he say, this is cod, this is salmon, this is herring. I once was on the way on the airport in Copenhagen 2 years ago, and I see a Gerich who said, "What's machta yit in Copenhagen?" So he said, I'm the way to Norway. No, that was in the winter. He doesn't go with you know, bandit trousers. He doesn't go to now skiing in Norway. So he's working in Kashrus. What are you doing there? He said, he makes herring. So the herring, okay. Another topic I don't want only to touch, yeah? What is with Anisakis, with the Toloim? It's a big machloikes. By the way, I don't want to make it too scary. In the Eidos HaRavis, there was a person called Rabban Vulkan. He made a major, major turnover there, that every single fish was checked. And he said that he made a laboratory that cost the Eidos HaRavis $300,000. They bought a machine from an Italian university that resolves the fish like the same thing what happens in a body, in a stomach. Yeah? There were juices, like stomach juices inside. And what happens is, it's an interesting thing, that the whole thing, the whole fish got is resolved into nothing, into proteins, into amino acids, but the toloim, the worms, the anisakis stays. It stays alive. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made the Bria, it stays alive. And always he made a checkup, the conclusion was, this is a fact, that you find this, because the worms that are in the intestines that are not allowed to eat, what is in the flesh you are allowed to eat, ever when you find an anisakis penetrating from the intestines into the flesh, it's always with the head forward into the flesh. They made a DNA test. The same worms in the same stage, in the same size, are in the intestines and also the flesh. And it's the same worm, and it's always going out. And he showed a picture, I have the pictures, that always when you find anisakis, it's on the bottom part of the fish, exactly where the intestines are. There it penetrates outside into the flesh. Now, so I ask you, what is with anisakis? Our Rav halt nicht von dem. The Baal Shem Tov also ate herring, and the Chazon Shaim, sold herring. But there's a major mistake. At that time, anisakis is a point there's no silaz al rishonim, because the problem with anisakis is in deep sea fishing. And the deep sea fishing is only in middle and Atlantic. On the shore, the first 20 miles is no anisakis. So in the old time, when people went fishing, they went out with fisher boats, not farther than the first 20 miles. There was no anisakis. And by the way, also the Baltic Sea is not so a problematic sea. But we don't talk about that now. So what's the point to show it? So he asked him, you can see every single fish? You know, it's a shayla d'oraisa. A ship comes and takes a net, and in the net there are 50,000 fish, 100,000, hundreds of tons of fish. Now, this is brought into to the factory. You can stand there how many hours you work. So the factory is working 13 hours, and how much you do? Two containers. Two containers is at least, if it's the Schwartz containers, it's 40 metric tons, 40,000 kilo. We're talking about fish pieces that are cut, they are peeled. Yeah, we're talking maybe about 250,000 fish a day that come into a line that's running 13 hours. Now, if he would been able to stand at that line, yeah, he had to stand there 13 hours. And then if he goes to the toilet, they don't stop. He has to daven, he has to eat, he has to rest. But what happens in the factory? In the factory, people are cutting fish pieces and packing, and you have to control that. And otherwise, there is no choysam beto choysam. The fish we learned in the Gemara, chavis osur ben choysam echot. So for sure, if you don't control it at all, yeah, it's osur. And how you know? Now, if somebody once told me, En Uman Marosa, what is En Uman Marosa? The net is taken out with 50,000 fish, And now, and it's resting, there's a tshuva for Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Yoreh Deh, I didn't have the tshuvas in front of me, but he brings his Bedin dog in Klufim. It's amazing. I don't know if it was a Ruach HaKodesh, or it's a Chochme Adiro from a Goyen in Teure. He writes there to his son-in-law, what happens if somebody comes, a professor, and will say, I know this fish, this is salmon, this is that, this is cod, this is herring, this is it. But we're talking about a fish that doesn't have a skin anymore. So Moshe Feinstein says, first of all, we have to have a professor, but he has to be a Yirei Shomayim. And the second thing is, he has to know, it's a very scary point, that there is no other fish like that in the whole world. So what's the pshat, not other fish in the whole world? Now you have to understand that the main industry of fish, cutting fish and processing fish, is China. Why China? Because the work per hour is much cheaper, they have a lot of factories there, but the fish is not coming from China. The fish is brought in, and I had a story with myself. Nobody sent me in the end there, but I was asked to go for 2 weeks to China and to check a production that was working from 6 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock in the night, 16 hours, and go there in the working place. The temperature was 2 degrees Celsius, colder than a fridge, 600 workers working, the fish comes frozen in bags. Well, I don't know how, where the ships bring it from Alaska, from Pacific Ocean, from Atlantic Ocean. That doesn't matter, but this is the Chochmah of Moshe Feinstein. We have to know in the whole world that there's no fish like that. Now, and they put it in the basin of water to defrost it, and then they distribute it with 600 workers, 16 hours, 2 shifts, and I should be a Mashgiach alone and check that there is no non-kosher fish. So I said to the rabbi, how can I do that? Yeah, you can. You can. My late Rosh Hashiva, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, Yisroel Kleiner, called me up and said, Reb David, you have to bring Panosa to your house. The Rov who told you that doesn't mean it. He doesn't mean it. He says like that, you have to sing it well. But he's Soymech ala Roiv, which Roiv, or Moshe Feinstein said, you're not allowed to say Soymech ala Roiv. And I asked the Rov that I'm particular, you want me to see scales on every single fish, 120,000 kilo, in 2 weeks, from 6 o'clock in the morning, and to understand that I have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, run to the factory, the hotel wasn't next to the factory, and then we come back at 11 o'clock in the night, and then to daven Ma'ariv and to make myself food, and be up again at 5 o'clock in the morning, and stand in the fridge for the next 20 days, yeah, if I survive. But what happened was that I got a phone call. It was Erev Shabbos. I had already a ticket booked for Motzei Shabbos. I was like, you're not going. You make a disaster with the factory. We're sending somebody else. Yeah. I said, yeah, I'm willing to go. And the Rosh Yeshiva told me, Reb Dovi, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, he was Adam Golden Moed. He said to me, you can't stand 16 hours in a fridge. It's impossible. You do what you can do. The Rov is Achroi. He understands that you cannot. Yeah? So you have to rest. You have to learn something. You have to daven something. Yeah, that was winter. Shachis was in time of the working time. Minche was in the time of working time. When I come home, I would fall asleep with my clothes before I daven Ma'ariv. And you have to eat. And you, sorry to say it, but you have to run to Asher Yotzo. Yeah, the 5 minutes, you're standing in a fridge like this, 16 hours, or what are you doing? So it doesn't go. But I got a phone call, no, you're not going. So let's send somebody else. What happened was, and I give you only an example, we have a seichel, yeah? I don't know who remembers who this of the Rishonim says, that somebody was, but you can understand with your moyah, is also the rise. So what happened was, you cannot imagine what can happen in a factory. The Germans, Mafshimam, they had a more expensive deal, paid better, and they had an urgent deal for certain fish. So the company, when the Mashgiach was sent out to China, they're corrupt. They promised that they would make a production of 120,000 kilos with a Mashgiach, with a run only for them. Took 500 workers for the German and gave 100 workers for the Mashgiach. So the Mashgiach was running around, and I don't know how you call it, on the kachon, you can write with such a writer that you, he was writing always to have a track how many cartoons, how many packets we made, yeah? So at least that. In the end, there comes the owner and says, now please stamp 120,000 kilos. We made 17 tons. You see the cheshme here? 17 tons. No! And he was a big guy. So he said, what, you have a problem? So, okay, how much it cost? How much I have to pay you, you know, that you signed? They fire me, they garnished. He went back and said, see, David, you're lucky that they didn't send you. You would destroy another factory. And I went up to this guy in a chasene and said, you know, that was my panose. But by the way, and he couldn't trick me, he knows that he wasn't so brilliant like the Rov to tell me stories, to stand 16 hours watching 600 workers. So I said, what's this with kaskasi? Yeah? You know that was really the kosher fish? So I told the Chinese people to announce in English, in Chinese, that everybody who finds a different fish that like this would get a dollar from him. I don't know what they said, if you find a cat there, a mouse, a dead, but nobody came up with a dollar. The shgoche didn't work. You know, the shgoche from the Chinese people, you call it in America, that's called, you call it award system, yeah? The award system didn't work. Nobody came up with anything different, yeah? So this is one example, yeah? Now let's go, yeah? So what is really, then there is another story, yeah? We talked about, I mentioned a little bit the worms. Today, people want to make money. I was staying in Mexico. I'm around the most of the year for our Moises, so the Shiva Zatzal was an unbelievable legend. I have a friend here. He learned there. He was a legend. He was never traveling for money, and he holded 4 Moises at that time, 6 Moises in Jerusalem, with paying every month and giving out before Yom Tovim like $100,000, but we didn't know. Hidden away with envelopes, but only before he passed away he said we should continue that. He was never traveling, no office, no fundraiser, no secretary. But so I'm out the most of the year, and I was in Mexico in a house, so the person said to me he wanted to make a business with China with fish. The first question was, how much water? How much water? Water, how much water? How much water? I don't know if you see it here in England, in Eretz Yisrael, you say basar mu'ubad. How you call it in English? Processed meat. Yeah, 80% meat. Yeah. One called me once up, David Zvi, I need a certain type of karajinan or that for Pesach. So I said, it's difficult for me to the extra shvach. Okay, then we don't put in 50% water, we take a starch and we put 40% water. It's auch nicht gefährlich. Now, this of Aaron Vulcan, there is also a question of aloha in that. First of all, nobody wants to pay 20 pounds for a salmon if the half kilo of the salmon is water. Yeah? You pay 20 pounds for a liter of water. It's a little bit too expensive. Now, he told, what can you do? So people think, yeah, make a laboratory test. He worked 2 years with the most sophisticated laboratory in Eretz Yisrael, and this it is called back to him. And they said, we can't do it like that. You know, it's not so easy. If you make a blood test, they ask you, you're Ashkenazi, you're coming from Germany, you're coming from Morocco, you're coming from Tayman. What, they are racist? No, there is a difference in body, even a human being, in kinds of what is in the blood to make a test to see what you... How is the balance of these ingredients? Now, in fish, they took 2 years to bring fish from many places in the world, and they made examples how a gas chromatography of a fish should look like, and then he said, now we can start. I will make it short. There was one kind of fish that was 9% fish. 9% fish. Now, the Israeli government got involved. Such a gamut, you know, 91%. That was I don't know, call it in Israel, kartif. I don't know how you call it here, the ice cream, the water, frozen water, yeah? Garnished, you pay for frozen water. So no, don't mind, it's not frozen water. They put starch, they put protein, they put enzymes. So that went up to the court, and the court said, this company went, it's Moitzer Stibo, Moitzer Shemro. You're talking lies about that. It went to the television, put it on one of their shows, and the company was going to the court, you see. It came to the, it's called the Mechon HaTkanim in Eretz Yisrael, the place where they check things, and the high court passed that they are right. It was 9% fish. Now he showed me a hidden video that there was a salmon that was supposed to be 100%. And what happened was that you can see a salmon going into a machine. And I see myself these machines in Norway, yeah, in a place where they make smoked salmon. They used to even the best of sherims used to say, you can buy smoked salmon, there's no other fish that is pink. Yeah? I know that you can color fish. No, there's no other thing that is pink. And there was smoked salmon, and there were needles like that, and there was chicken soup. I have a photo. Chicken soup. Kosher chicken soup, not kosher chicken soup. That when they introduced into this salmon, yeah, with water, to give it another taste. And now the you see the fish coming in like this, and it comes, you go, needles go down, hundreds of needles, and then you get such a fish. Double. So what happened was, yeah, what happened was, and I have to make it short, but I have to finish, but what happened was that the Chinese people got a smell that they can catch it, so they started to mix in other ingredients, enzymes that to disturb the checking of the gastromatograph, that people cannot anymore say what's going on. You know what is inside here. Now Lemaise, I will come to a conclusion. The conclusion from all this is what is the conclusion was, I wanted to tell you another story about Mashgiach that they kept and they closed him in a fridge. He came out, was killed, but it is what the story. What was that? Somebody, a friend of mine, met somebody in the fridge. He was there, and the roof was more logic, and he said, you can't go 16 hours in the fridge. You stay in the office. When they call you down, you stamp the boxes. And they said, oh, sorry, the boxes are already in the deep freezer. The pallet was taken down. And it happened that the mashgiach fell on the boxes. Now, all the boxes flew away. Now, take yourself. How much weighs a pallet? It's about 1,000 kilos. How can a mashgiach fell on boxes and they flew away? It was empty boxes. And they closed him in the deep freezer. He was in the last minute rescued his life, and then my friend met him in the supermarket bringing trolleys. He said, where are you going? I'm going to China. So he told him the story. He said, where are you going back? He said, 3.5 months I didn't have panos. It was happy kenechton. The conclusion of all that is, what we all told, I didn't want to mention, there's another thing which is very important, but it's too short, cans. You have to know, when you want really to eat tuna can or something like that, people say to you, there is no other tuna. I know from, that non-kosher fish, I know that the OU is doing in Philippines a production without watching. They come once in 3 months. And the Mashgiach was coming once in 3 months for 1 hour or two. That is meant in the sort of wonderful thousand. I've seen a non-kosher fish. I heard it also from somebody working in kashrus here in Europe. Rabbi Veshner, he said the same thing, yeah? But I come to a conclusion, yeah? You have to ask, how many Mashgiachim you send? Because it's very, very difficult. It's not the time to hear. But if you want really to eat, we come back, yeah? The Timtum Alev, what is coming out from a non-kosher thing, is enormous. When somebody wants really, what can we do? Yeah? You go into a shop, and you buy, you say, I want this fish. And you should know, according to the Rambam and the Chinuch, the Rambam mitzvahs ese kuf nun beis lahakir besimaneh. There's a mitzvahs ese min haTorah to check every single fish. There's a mitzvahs ese min haTorah. You have a mitzvahs ese min haTorah, and you buy this fish. If it's with bones, there is no water injected in, because if a needle breaks, you can sue the factory for $1 million. So then nobody does any injections. Then you buy whole fish, you know it's a fish that has no problems. You ask them, you watch it from the beginning to the end, and then the Kodesh Baruch will help us, like the story of the Maral. If we do what we're supposed to do, then don't send it with a goy if you don't bubble bag it, and keep it poison with a poison. The Kodesh Baruch should all bench, we should be much successful in our deeds, we should do what the Kodesh Baruch wants us to do in this world. And the Kodesh Baruch should bench us with a good year, and a Pesach Kosher v'Sameach, and thank you for listening.